This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us today. Eyes around the state and the country will once again be on Governor Scott Walker tomorrow as he officially unveils his proposed budget for the coming two-year cycle. Much is already known about his priorities, including a $300 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system, fewer cuts to K-12 education, and support for a new tax to support a Milwaukee basketball arena. The governor's proposal aims at closing a massive budget gap, and he said it's also focused on new business development opportunities. Some in his Republican Party say the governor should get on board their effort to push anti-union right-to-work legislation here. Two studies came out last week, though, that made the case that such a law would do the opposite and damage the economy. One was from the Washington-based Economic Policy Institute. The other was funded by a Wisconsin coalition that opposes right to work, but it was conducted independently by Marquette University economist Abdur Choudhury. Choudhury joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke and explained how he set out to quantify the impact a right to work law would have on Wisconsin.
Basically, what I looked at is if the right-to-work law comes to in place in Wisconsin, what effect it will have on employment, on income, and a couple of other areas that are important for the working families.
And when you looked at those things, were you looking at states where this had already taken place, or are you using economic theory or some combination of both?
A combination of both. I looked at states where already have right-to-work laws, and there are 24 of them, in fact. And then I looked at income, job growth in Wisconsin, and potentially what effect right-to-work law will have, given our experience from other states.
Well, so let's look at one of the key arguments proponents make in pushing for right-to-work legislation, that it would attract businesses to relocate or start here. The state's job creation numbers have already lagged behind other Midwestern states. What did you find in terms of how right-to-work would impact this equation?
Okay. Now, there has been a lot of studies specifically on this issue, that does right-to-work law attract new businesses? Now, what we have found that per se, right-to-work laws do not attract businesses. Now, for example, there's a magazine called Area Development. What they do is, on a monthly basis, they list what factors are important for business firms when they decide on a certain location. And if you look at their findings over the last couple of years, right to work never appeared in the top 10 reasons that were given by business firms. Okay, so business firms would list other issues that are of more concern. For example, transportation infrastructure, ease of permitting, existing workforce, state and local tax policies, those are considered to be much, much more important by business firms.
It doesn't necessarily mean it would be a deterrent, though, right? It's just not high on the priority list.
What we have seen is that when you look at a right-to-work law, there is no economic advantage for having such a law. On the other hand, there are some social costs involved. So, if you look at the net impact, I would say the net impact would be negative.
Well, and so, I mean, let's talk about, for example, wages. That's another argument that that supporters of right to work make, that without collecting union dues, an employee's paycheck would go up. What did you find would be the impact on wages?
This is what we found. We looked at Department of Labor statistics from the latest years that we have, 2013. And what we found was that the average wage for all occupation in right-to-work states, it was nearly about $4 an hour lower than in the non-right-to-work states.
Well, now what's happening here? Why the downward pressure on wages?
Basically, I think what is happening is that we do see less incentive to work here in right-to-work states, so business firms basically can end up paying less to their workers. This has sort of a multiple effect on the state. What happens is if wages are low, that will lead to lower income at the state level overall. If there is lower income, there'll be less spending. So if you look at the state and local government, they will also see a decrease in their income revenues.
At the same time, you know, even with the potential for wages going down, did you find that more jobs would be created?
No. In fact, that's another thing we found. We did find that there will be a cut in job growth if we have the right to work legislation.
Now, why is that?
One of the reasons for that is because the wages are lower. So what we expect to see is an outflow of workforce from, you know, the skilled workers. They tend to leave the state and they will go to another place where wages are higher. So we do see a drop in employment.
Did you find a specific dollar number when you looked at that so-called multiplier effect? I mean, is there an overall economic cost that you calculated?
Yes, we did. In fact, for Wisconsin, basically our calculation, and we made very, very conservative calculation, in fact, we found that the net loss in direct and indirect income to Wisconsin workers and their families would be at least $5.8 billion. It can be higher, but the most conservative estimate that we could come up with was at least $5.8 billion. Now, if income drops by $5.8 billion, that would also mean economic loss in terms of income tax revenue of the state government, and that will be at least $234 million per year.
One of the surprises in the study is connected to job-related injuries. What difference does legislation involving union dues have in terms of the number of job-related injuries?
Okay. Now, this is something that I did not estimate for Wisconsin per se, but there were other studies done for other right-to-work states, and what they found was that there were increase in on-site injuries, even fatality, especially for construction workers. In Wisconsin, for example, the unions, they spend a significant resource on occupational safety. They negotiate job safety procedures, which are beyond those that are contained in OSHA regulations. So if there's a right-to-work legislation in Wisconsin, then we may see a drop in those regulations. We may see a drop in those regulations, which may lead to more fatalities.
And you say it may happen, but you looked at other. Was that the case in other states where right to legislation?
Yes, it was case in other states. There were studies done for other states, but this is something that I did not look specifically for Wisconsin. But for other states, they did see an increase in work-related injuries.
Now, the dollar numbers you mentioned just a moment ago, do you look at them as a worst-case scenario? I mean, the legislation wouldn't come in a vacuum. Could there be other factors that would prove beneficial in the long run, even with right-to-work legislation in place?
This is what we found, that right-to-work by itself does not create any economic advantage. Now, what is good for a state is sort of a overall business package. So, for example, if we have an overall business package that helps to attract business, that helps to increase workers' wages, that would be good for a state. But just concentrating on right-to-work law, I think, would be a mistake. And as Governor Walker said, it would be a distraction at this point.
Is there a particular part of the business sector that right-to-work legislation would be especially advantageous for, or do you see it purely as political points?
At this point, I see purely political. I don't see any economic advantage in having the right to law work here in Wisconsin. For example, you can look at Oklahoma. They were one of the latest state to have right to work law. They had it, I think, in 2001. And if you look at the last 13 years, the performance of the Oklahoma economy has been much worse than, for example, the Wisconsin economy. Basically, what I think is happening at this point in Wisconsin is the reason to have a right-to-work law is more political than economic. And as I have said a couple of times, there's simply no economic reason to argue for a right-to-work law at this point for Wisconsin.
Abdur Chaudhry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Dr. Abdur Choudhury is a professor of economics at Marquette University and the former chief economist for the United Nations Economic Commission. He spoke with Mitch Tyke about his study on the potential impact of a right-to-work law in Wisconsin. The research was commissioned by a group called the Wisconsin Contractor Coalition. You can read it from a link at WUWM.com. We'll take a quick break now, and then how the governor's plan to impose a so-called jock tax to help fund a new arena is being felt as far away as Seattle. Stay tuned for more of Lake Effect on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.